Monday night and the day to Rabbi Shlomo Weisbot.
Something going on. Yes, Kedusha, Kaddish, or Baruch. What should you do? Let's make a quick video. So we have the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, thank you very much. Shulchan Aruch, that is Siv Zion. I saw this yesterday. Kuv Dalet Siv Zion. Ein Poisik, one doesn't interrupt in Shemana Esra, Loyle Kaddish, Loyle Kedusha. Not for Kaddish or Kedusha. Ele Yishtoik, we chavim lamar sha'om l'shatz. You should listen to what the Chazan is saying. So what he does is sits quiet and listens. So we said, Mishavu speaks about Baruch Hu. Let's say he's talking about Baruch Hu. Either Baruch Hu from, don't know what he's doing, Baruch Hu, he's in Shemana Esra, and they're doing Baruch Hu. I'm not sure what the story is, but the mass that was a story. Or, Could be. Oh, it's talking about Baruch Hu, Kriyas Torah. So you should hear Baruch Hu, and the Aruch HaShulchan is mashmi, you should hear it, wake the Siva answer, Baruch Hashem, I'm very hearing the words. You look better today, Siva. Recovered, back to normal? Shem, that's very good. Right, Baruch Hashem. The next one was Kaddish. Why is Kaddish? So we said as well here, when you should bring us mashma, that you should be shoysik till Yisporach. Till there. You don't have to stop for the word Yisporach. Even in other places, he said you should listen to that as well. But here's mashma just till the word Omei Omei. Yeah, you can listen more. It's also right. Some say you should listen to Amir and Om of Romain. Then we spoke about Kedusha. Someone his Kedusha. What?
Where?
From your Heshmer Rabba. And then we spoke about in Kedusha. So we said the Ikadin is in Kedusha. You have to hear Kodesh, the Apostle of Baruch. Some hear Yimloch as well. And some wait till Hakela Kodesh. That's what we said yesterday. Yeah? That's what we said yesterday. What else did we speak about? What else did we say, Moishi? Oh, no, we spoke about Moidim. That when the Chazan says Moidim, ideally one should bend with the Chazan as well. But that, he says, only either you're up to Moidim, obviously, or you are in the middle of a bracha. At the beginning or an end of a bracha, you're not allowed to bend down extra. So it has to be either you're in the middle of a bracha or you're up to Moidim with him. We're not talking about the Kaiser by the time for the time being. Yeah, we're talking about up to Hamavarach Samay Sova Sholim. That's what we said then. Yeah. And then we said on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the extra bits they're adding on Shabbos and Yom Tov, like what's it called, Koimcha and all that, that you don't have to stop for, you can carry on davening while they're saying those pieces. Then we put a raising shaila about who do you hear Kedusha from? So a pastor talking about you hear from the Chazan. Yeah? So that was a big question. Now the Chazan who's davening for the Amud, what does he do? If he wants to, normally most Chazanim, what they do is they say Kodesh with a Tzibur. But then you can't hear him. Now, if you can't hear him, someone's been done a site from Esther, how's he going to be Yotzer? Well, we spoke about this yesterday. So we said, that's actually the Chofetz Chaim Sofik. He's got a Sofik about this, what the Chazan should do. What was that? The Chofetz Chaim was in the Bi'alocha. Where was that Bi'alocha again? That's also too much. Yeah, quite right. Yeah. That's in Kuf Chav Hei, Di'alocha, Di'alocha, Ella. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'alocha is from Supuk, Boishi. His mom's got a doubt about this question. So that's the Chofetz Chaim. Mr. Pickna, the inner shots in whom we're going to call the borrower, but sure, but should he stay together with the Tibor? Galu Ainam, which is that's when I cry, he wants to take himself out. But if you have time to wait and say after the temple has said it already, he's going to say it by himself, that's not so good. And then he says, "Actually, come in the Omer Tefillah. Someone who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei came along. Besibur Kuf Dalet Siv Zayin. You straight be chavul a mashu Omer Shatz. He's got to hear what Siv was saying. Because they lots of us there. Choshen Kuf Omer Hitzir Rabbi Dechavosi. He's got didn't like be Hitzir Rabbi Dechavosi. Maybe he should wait. It's not clear. The Chavos Chaim is not clear what you should do. But in Maschal Shatz Hashay Yochid Loim Kodesh Kodesh Yigom Tzibur Amir Rosh. That's his Eitzah is to start Kodesh before the Tzibur finish saying what they're saying." So let's say if the Chazan then starts before he gets up to Omrim, Kodosh, that's called saying it with a Tzibur, that would be alright. Yeah? You look a bit lost there, Simba. Or we said if the Chazan's very loud, he's got a loud voice, the Chazan, and he says it very loud so everyone can hear it, that's also an Eitzah. Those are two Eitzahs. Or we had a suggestion yesterday that you can ask your next door neighbor before davening, this is, to have in mind when you say, when he says Kedusha, that he can be motzi you. So you listen to him, and he says it loud, and you're listening to him, you're yetzi with his Kedusha. That's what we said yesterday, yeah? That's Adkan, what we said yesterday. And then we actually said... What was she?
What about
when you're finishing the show? No, you're too fast. You're too far ahead. And then we finally... Sorry, one other thing we said, actually, is that if someone's hearing in the middle of Sinish Manessa, for example, he's starting an MH downstairs in the main minion, and he hears from another side room, another group saying Kedusha, you're not going to stop there. What if someone's learning here, for example, and he hears something, what, some other things going on there?
You're not going to.
Okay, you pass it out here. You want to. What?
You're not
yoitz. You can if you want to. You're not going to stop. If the person wants to, he's going to start.
You're not
yoitz. You're
not
yoitz. You're not yoitz. You're not yoitz.
And the lady,
he's right, Kyle. I made a mistake. He's quite right. Good question, see. If you're davening in this minion here, yeah? And the chazan starts Sinai Manessa, when he gets a kedusha, I'm yoitz to stop. When you're in the minion, which you're davening with, you're yoitz to stop. When you're not in the minyan, the marshal, then you're not required to stop. Right. You can carry on doing what you're doing.
Probably not even allowed to, because if you're in a different room and there's only two of you there, you're not part of that minion anyway. You can't start dabbling with somebody, another minion. If you're
but they've got 10. They've only got a minion.
They've got a minion.
So you could answer, but then you lack an answer.
I can't dabble in a place next door to come there without that. I can't dabble.
Why not?
I can't dabble there. Everyone's dabbling in here.
Why not? No, who said why not? How do you do so much you can't? If you've got 10 people, you're right. If you've got 5 people, there are 5.
Well, the pizzas is the problem, and everybody.
Well, but it's to make a minion of 10 to get 10 to join together. But if you've got 10 already, the Ezra's Noshim, my someone does an Ezra's Noshim, it's not yet, sir? Pastor, sorry. It's all right. Pastor, it's Cyril. Pastor, it's all right. Right, by side. Today's thing is also very interesting. Yeah, we said, yeah. A different minion. So you're not going to stop. Yeah, very interesting, yeah.
What about sometimes
when
you have to call them in?
Moshi always said, but I'm going to say, Moshi.
That's right.
You have to wait, Moshi. Right. Now, this is very interesting. How many people are needed for Tefillah B'Tzibba? How many people do you need for Tefillah B'Tzibba? So we saw, when we started these halachas, actually, we started Moshi Mishnah Mura and Simat Sadi. Siv Cotton, was it Lam's base? Kavches. Simat Sadi, Mishnah Mura says... The Mishmur says, the Mishmur is quite clear. I don't know how to get around this exactly, but the Master Mishmur says, Ikat Tfilah B'Tzibba, this is talking about the silent Shmoneh Esrei, we're talking about the silent Shmoneh Esrei for the time being. Ikat Tfilah B'Tzibba, who Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei. The main part of Tfilah B'Tzibba is dumping the silent Shmoneh Esrei together. The Ayin Shispalilu Asorah Anoshim. 10 people should be davening, Shem Gedoilim, adults, B'Yachad, in unison, together. But like Moshe Choshev in our mind, not like people think. Sheikah Tefillah is spelled by Sora, who rightly spelled Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. They think 10 is just to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. Lachay Einim Abinu actually has Sora based on this. There should be 10 people in Shul, but they're not. But they're told. So this is a mistake. Lachayin Choyv Al Kol Odon Lamai Lover the basic Leskei Shagin Spalu Shmon Esu Betzibus. So the mission was quite clear, really, that you have to start with 10 people davening Shmon Esu together. That's Mr. Brewer before, and he says, that's not Makuf. That was actually, we saw Mr. Brewer's range actually, he says, Mr. Brewer's got a problem with Goali Yisroel. That for Shachris, the Machlokas Macham Ramor, do you answer Omein to Goali Yisroel?
Why should they?
Oh, but kind of a much good for this. Mr. Brewer says, if you ask me one of the bits of advice I can give you, he says, a lot of people used to wait by Shira Hadosha. Used to answer a main and then do it. He doesn't like that. He says, also, it could be not called Tefillah B'Tzibba because you're not starting together with a cousin. Mr. Brewer says, I give you an advice I would give you is to start Hashem Savosai Tiftoch before the cousin says, finish the Goal Yisroel. So you can't answer a main because you start Shemin Esra and it's still called Tefillah B'Tzibba. So that close proximity is not a problem with Tefillah B'Tzibba. So that's called Tefillah B'Tzibba. Now, he says that you should really be davening together with 10 people. Therefore, you should come on time to shul in order that you can start Shmoneh Esrei with everyone else to start temple. So we spoke last time about how far this goes. The Moshe Shomer is a bit late. Can he start to Mogen Avraham? Can he start to the Kehilat Kodesh? Does he get a chance? No, anyway, Shmuel Esther is also called to the Tzibur. These are all not Lechatchilas, Pashtus, yeah? The Lechatchila is to start with him. If a person starts later, many possum hold it's okay, but then you've got a problem.
For him, not for them. What? It's okay for him.
It's not okay for him because you've got a problem and you have to be able to get Kedusha. So if you start late and you can't get Kedusha, just listing is not as good. This idea of listing, you see, is not as good as saying it properly. So the passage from the Achronim is the person is going to start Shmoneh Esrei late. And because he starts late, he's not going to be able to say Kedusha. Even though he can listen to it, he shouldn't start. What? Kedusha is more important than Tefillin B'Tzibur. So that's the Chofetz Chaim Sofik, yeah? I think we spoke about it. The Chofetz Chaim's got a story. Someone starts on time with the Tzibur, but he knows that when he starts, he's going to miss Kedusha because it takes a long time. The Chofetz Chaim's got a story to have what to do because of the Shaila. The Maisa, the Achroim say that if you start on time, then you're a Heter. You start the Bachtus, that's what you did. You start the Bachtus. It's still better, because that's what Chazal and Masakit to daven together with the Tzibur. That's Mamish Schmitz of Tfilin B'Tzibur, that's Mistar better. But that's Mamish the Chofetz Chaim Sofik. The Chofetz Chaim is Mamish Sofik's that is. And that's what the Achronim say, that we disagree. Chofetz Chaim is not Machriya, we say that. In the Chofetz Chaim's case, if you start together, we let you start. It's probably a better Tfilin B'Tzibur, Mistar. Right, so here from the Mishnah Berurah is quite clear that you need 10 people to start Shmoneh Esrei together. The thing is, I must tell you, in many shuls this does not work. Yeah, especially if you've got a small minion. Now, Maisa, you have a big problem with this, actually. If you wait for 10 people to start Shmoneh Esrei, you won't have much of a minion left sometimes in some shuls.
You should have the first few brothers.
What?
I
never
like that,
they have troubles. Yeah, you can. I've been to some shuls, actually. I must tell you, it was very interesting. Actually, what they do is before they start Shira Hadosha, the chazan actually, or someone walks around to see where people are up to. That's a good idea. You heard that much? You see that before?
Yeah,
I've seen that. So that is a good idea. The thing is, it's very aggravated with people, and people are not very happy with this. And I was in the shul once, the guy said, sorry. But the chazan was right. He wanted to start with 10 people, starting the sanctuary in Ezra, so he went around to see where the people were up to. And my thing was doing a bit of a shock. A lot of people weren't up to him. So one has to know what one's doing. The Maisa, there are people who are Mekel to start with six. I can't tell you there's not. It's very interesting. In the Mishnah Berurah, in what?
Six women.
Six people start with Esther. I'm not saying it's ideal, but there's in what you call it. Ideally, is Lichacho to have 10. I don't think there's any question. It's Lichacho better to have 10 to start with. I'm saying sometimes it's not so convenient. There's a Mishnah Berurah here in Samach Tes Sifkon Hei. I don't really see this Raya so well, but in Samach Tes Sifkon Hei. Okay, you're talking about bringing people in. You have to know what you're talking about. It's quite right, Moshe, whether you can bring people in. We're talking about passing all part of the minion, but they haven't caught up to you yet. Yeah, yeah. Samach Tes Sifkon Hei. I must say, I don't understand this Raya. They bring a Raya from this Mishnah Berurah over here. Mr. Brewer's talking about, he's talking about Hilchos Kaddish over here, Mr. Brewer. He's talking about Hilchos Kaddish. And Mr. Brewer says, I've got the wrong one here. It was Nunhei. And Mr. Brewer says there that if you've got six, you've got Roy Vitzibor, that's good enough. But there he's talking about Hilchos Kaddish, he's not talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Some people extend it suit to Shmoneh Esrei, and they say the Shmoneh Esrei is also good if you've got six, sorry?
Who brings the
Raya? Quite a few people bring it. I can't remember who it was. Let me just find it first of all. Samach Hei. Who brings this Raya? I've got a wrong Maran Mochum, sorry, I wrote down a wrong Maran Mochum over here. I've got a Samach Tes, but it must be non-base or non-gimel. Hilchos Kaddish, it must be Hilchos, it was Hilchos Kaddish. I don't know where it was. Let's find the beginning. There, let me see, it's a big Kiddush what they sell soon. So
So there's a lot of page to turn in this Mishnah Berurah here. It's got a big, a lot of advantages, but there's a lot of page to turn. Where's the Mafteach here? Hey, Nun Base? Was it Nun Base? Nun Aleph? Nun Hey? Let's go. That's right here. It's not Hey, it's Cotton Hey. So that Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, I can't find it. Okay, I have to look for it next time. I can't remember where, but the Master Mishnah Berurah says you've got rife people there. That's good enough for a minion. You have to have rife for Kaddish, you don't need to wait for 10. So someone's got, let's say, for example, let's say Mariv. Finish Mariv. Thanks for Esther. You want to say Kaddish. There, it's Lachat Chilat to have 6. So I don't know, people still sue this halacha of by Shmuel Esther Lachares. I don't think it's correct. It's not right, Lachares. It's a bit right. But I can't tell you, I remember Rosh saying it once, there's a minig, which was Makubal in Kaddishol, in certain places, that they waited just for 6. And I think the Piskachul brings this down over here, Taka. He brings this down. If I can find it here. What?
What about when
somebody
has a
yard sign?
Like,
People will be happy with you, right, Moshe? People will be happy. So he brings down over here, let's see if I can find it. Come on, Mizikne Rabbonim, he brings down a Piskachubas here. Shibadereinu Me'idim B'Sifreim. Shekein Zocholahem Oyin Mitzirusum, they remember from their youth. Shelo Oyin Amalei Pidi Bikini Sisolaka Alka Deleim, but Hamilachom Shemahem Adasor Shishpal Dishman Yisro Yachad. They did not wait for 10 people to start. V'chol Shoy Shisha Shoyxim Hashat for Yonah Modin Tzuri Shman Esra Lepik. V'chol Shoy Shisha Shoyxim Im Hashat for Yonah Midim Tzuri Shman Esra Lepik. They started Shman Esra with just 6. Nochazor Hashat, the Tanish Man Esra. As long as it was 6 people, they started. So I'm saying, it looks like it's chiluki doyos. If you ask him what's the chatchila, the chatchila is to wait for 10, because you've got all the shuds that way. But I'm saying, if someone's taka stuck, if someone's in a place...
6 you need.
6 you zicha need, yeah. What?
Can you every day with 6?
You allow 6? But what is the big rush? That's what I mean.
Well,
I think
we went out to Dublin.
Because I have to go and call the people.
I mean,
what?
Is it taking so much longer to
make
another 4 people? What?
Big
are you talking about Chazos HaShatz or Satchman? Yeah. What?
Both.
Chazos HaShatz we're coming to. We'll come to Chazos HaShatz. Why are you talking about Satchman?
Yeah,
you start Satchman
with 6 is
you
also instruct
those. No, that's not true. Because a lot of people join you in the middle. And they're quite fast, some of these Chavra. So there are a lot of these Chavra. It's very often, obviously, that's different. I mean, someone showed me, I was in a shul a while ago, actually, and someone tapped me on my shoulder. He says, I can't remember what he said. He says to me, look around, you see, when Esther starts, there's probably a third of the people who are Davening Esther with everyone else. There's 2/3 are still Davening, catching up Davening.
Well, they'll catch up.
Yeah, but the thing is, when it comes to Chazos HaShatz, the mice are there.
They're so, guaranteed you got your 10.
Right, so often, yeah. But saying the slow minion is also right. It's simple. Sometimes the slow minion, the miser, you know, if you wait, you won't have a minion left at all. So you have to know. And I say, someone tapped me on the shoulder also once. It was the first day after Yom Kippur. So you know, many shoes got a minute, start 5 minutes early. So he came to Ashley, he taps me on the shoulder, he says, Shlomi, he said, watch, how many people take off their tefillin just when they're up to in the middle of Ashley? It's a habit. It's 5 minutes early than it is normally, yeah? There's no reason to rush out. It's a 5 minute earlier schedule than normal.
Still
but it's a natural thing that people think they'll take tefillin off when you start Ashley.
Yeah, but there's a certain place
in Ashley. So that has to be changed, huh? That is the thing we're trying to change. So the violin we're talking about, starting Shmuel Esra, and the starting Shmuel Esra is L'chatchila, I think everyone would tell you should start with 10. But, there is Zichon Mini, I remember Osho was quite strong, Osho was talking about Chazos HaShatz, sorry, no, he wasn't talking about this, he was talking about Chazos HaShatz. The violin, when he's talking about starting Shmuel Esra, Mishim Ruud definitely seems to be much, but you need 10. I can't see any way around it, so you don't need 10 to start with. I'm saying, those, I have to look at those people who quote from Hilchas Kaddish. I can't understand the dimmin what they make from Hilchas Kaddish. But some people learn that, just like in Kaddish, he says, Roy, who I did my Chazos HaShatz, my Sinai Shmuel Esra. don't understand what I mean, but there's zecha people who say that. Have to look
at it. These people should be able to daven together with tzibur, because you say the ikra chazul
shemoneh together with tzibur.
Yeah. So if you've got six, the other four people are not
davening
with you over shemoneh. So give
them another
minute. That
means we'll
have to catch up.
They should all be coming. I'm not arguing with you. You had it tonight. But the mice, the people, we're talking about
cases
where they're in a rush. They can't wait for these
well,
four
that's
people.
Tough. And then they go
home.
What's
the difference of kaddish and then
why is it different?
It starts off with a minion, it's easier.
I don't know why it's more good, but Zichar more good is it Kaddish. Because you can see Harai, you can see Mishmur says Klaw, and I said, when Mario by Kaddish, you don't have to wait for 10. The Mishmur is by Chazor, so Shatz, and by thing, he says, you have to start with 10. But by Kaddish by itself, 6 is all right. Why? I don't know why it's like that, I'm not sure.
Then,
what?
Then who?
Because of Shabbos also.
Because for Shabbos you need Tefillin and Tzibur.
Maybe. All right, wait, so stop there. All right,
we're not very clear.
What are you not clear about? What are you not clear about?